Kroger Tender A Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, lots of folks say that when they're waiting for something important to happen, time seems to drag. And that may be how you feel while awaiting the return of famous Kroger Tender A Beef. For no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Now, we'd like to help you plan for the date when once more you can treat your household to a fresh-tasting, tender and juicy Kroger Tender A beefsteak or roast. But we don't know exactly when you can step up to the meat counter of your Kroger store and say, "Kroger Tender A beef, please," and get it. All we can say is, soon. Yes, soon we hope you'll be able to buy all you want of fresh and tender Kroger Tender A beef. That day will come when top grades of grain-fattened cattle are again plentiful. You see, Kroger uses only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle for Kroger Tender A beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender A method. It's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender A method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of savory juices. But remember, until the time you can again buy Kroger Tender A beef, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs doesn't know it yet, but she's in a predicament. In spite of the fact that she denied it, the police are certain that Freddie Lang is hiding in her house. And it seems that Freddie's story about being released by the police is not true. He escaped. Penny is at home when the doorbell rings.
Just a minute.
Hello, Penny.
Oh, hello, Jake. Come in.
Thanks.
How's Mother?
Fine.
Good. I've been meaning to call her since yesterday, but I've been kind of busy.
Well, I guess we all have. What with running up to the hospital to see that baby.
Oh, Jed, isn't she adorable?
Looks just the way you must have looked when you were little.
Oh, well, as long as she improves with age, she'll be all right.
Oh, say, I saw Captain Harlow, the police, driving to town with Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny isn't arrested, is he?
Oh, no, Jed, of course not.
Oh, I didn't think so.
No. He was with Captain Harlow, though.
Yes, and if ever I've seen two men with serious faces, those were the two. You don't suppose anything's wrong, do you?
Oh, no. No, I don't think so. Oh, did you see the baby today?
Yes, just came here from the hospital. Mm-hmm. But don't change the subject, child. Johnny was with Captain Harlow for a reason, wasn't he?
Well, I suppose so.
You do more than suppose, you know, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do, Jed. It's about Freddie.
I thought so. Freddie's in jail, isn't he?
No, he's not. I understand that Captain Harlow let him go.
Let him go? What? Why, child, I heard the police have almost positive proof that Freddie and that man they found unconscious behind the store were robbing that store together.
No, Jed, I don't think
well,
that's
then,
right.
Well, that's what I heard, though. And now the police are looking for the man who must have taken them by surprise, knocked this other fellow out, and, well, let Freddie get away.
Well, if there is such a person, why doesn't he come forward and say so?
I hear around town that whoever he is, he's probably afraid to. Afraid of Freddie.
Of Freddie? Oh, Jed, I can't believe that. It can't be. Well, look, Freddie himself told me that...
Freddie told you about some man? When? Since the robbery?
Well, yes, before... No, I mean, he...
Oh, I'm sorry, child. I guess I tricked you into showing your hand without meaning to. I didn't mean to trick you, honestly, but... Well, you might as well tell me the whole thing now. You've talked to Freddie recently, haven't you?
I'd rather we didn't talk about it right now, Jack. I'll truly tell you the whole story as soon as I think it's wise. It's just that I... Oh, golly, who's there? Just a minute. Yes?
Miss Gibbs?
Yes?
I'm Inspector Dodge from the Rossville Detective Bureau. Captain Harlow has given me a lead on Freddie Lang. I'd like to check in with you.
Of course.
I'll come in if you don't mind.
Oh, no, come right in.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Dodge, this is my stepfather, Mr. Billings.
How do you do?
Hello, Mr. Billings. Miss Gibbs, Freddie Lang is wanted for robbery and for escaping from the police.
Oh?
Yes.
I see.
What's more, we have reason to believe you're hiding him here in this house.
I'm not hiding him at all.
Well, that's a matter of interpretation of action, Miss Gibbs. We believe you're harboring a criminal.
I don't believe I'm doing any such thing.
Now, forgive me for interrupting, but perhaps we can clear up this whole thing right now by simply asking, is Freddie in the house or isn't he?
Jetta, look, I don't mean to be rude, but you'd better let me handle this.
Well,
never mind, Mr. Billings. I'll ask the questions here. All right, Miss Gibbs, I want the truth from you.
You'll
or
get
else
the truth, Mr. Dodge, but you won't get a word out of me as long as you treat me like a thief.
You're protecting a thief, Miss Gibbs. Now, will you produce him or shall I search this house?
Now, look here. You have to have a warrant to search this house.
I have the warrant, Mr. Billings, right here.
Oh.
Who swore out a warrant to have this house searched?
I'll be glad to show it to you if you want, Miss Gibbs. It's all very legal. Now I have it right here.
What was that?
I saw it. It was someone falling from the upstairs window into the front yard.
It was Freddie.
Come on.
Good heavens, he's probably been killed.
Steady now, child, steady. And hey, you better stay back. If he's hurt, it may not be a pretty sight.
I doubt if he's hurt. Fell into this flower bed here.
Oh.
Yeah. He's lying awfully still,
though.
Please
let me have a look at him.
Stay back, Miss Gibbs.
Yes, yes, you better, Penny.
All right.
Yeah. He's alive. Good and alive. Just temporarily out from the blow of the fall.
Oh, that was some drop.
Yeah. There's the window he fell from. You can see where his shoes scuffed the sill. Miss Gibbs, he was hiding in your house, wasn't he?
Yes.
You knew he was hiding in your house, didn't you?
Yes.
You let him hide in your house, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right, Miss Gibbs, all right. When the ambulance comes to take Freddie to the hospital, you're coming down to headquarters with me.
To the police station? But why?
Why? It's very simple, Miss Gibbs. You're under arrest. Well, back from the hospital so soon, Mr. Billings?
Yes, Mr. Dodge, and I'd like to see my stepdaughter.
We don't have her behind bars, Mr. Billings, not yet.
Well, let me see her, will you?
I suppose I can. Right this way.
Thank you.
Freddie Lang is all right, I hear.
Yes, yes, he came too in the ambulance. They say at the hospital that no bones are broken. He has no internal injuries they can tell of yet.
It's strange how the bad ones can fall and not get a scratch, yet the good ones can trip and break their necks. Too bad. Here we are. You'll find Miss Gibbs in here.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
And you can have 10 minutes.
All right, sir. Hello, child.
Hello, Jed. How's Freddie?
Well, the boy's going to be all right. At least as far as they can tell right now.
Oh, good. Why don't you sit down? There are at least 2 chairs here.
Is it not a pleasant room, is it? But it's better than a cell.
Well, I suppose that's next. I wonder why they're keeping me in here.
Well, they won't put you into a cell until after you've been questioned. Or at least, I think that's the way it works.
Oh?
But, child, you're not going to jail.
I'm not. Well, where am I now?
Well, let me put it this way, then. You're not going to stay here long.
What makes you think so?
Well, I called Professor Rogers from the hospital. Told him about this. He's coming right down. He'll get you out of this. You wait and see.
It's very nice of you to come down here, Professor Rogers, but I'm afraid there isn't much you can do.
Well, I'll do what I can, Miss Gibbs. Now, as I understand it, Freddie lied to you about having escaped from the police. Is that right?
Well, yes, but...
Good. That means you weren't aware of the true facts of the case. Now, ignorance of the law is no excuse, but you were purposely misled by Freddie to believe there was no law involved.
Look, Professor, don't blame it all on Freddie. If I hadn't believed his story,
The point is, you did believe it. And we may be able to change the entire complexion of the case against you by proving that you wouldn't have allowed Freddie in your house if you'd known he was a fugitive.
But I suspected his story, Professor.
Oh, I see. Well, then he forced you to allow him to stay in your house.
No, he didn't.
But he threatened you, didn't he?
No, not once. Professor, I'm afraid you're going to be terribly disappointed, but I let Freddie stay in my house of my own accord.
Well, I'm sure you didn't.
But I did.
Well. But, well, you never denied to anyone he was there, did you? You thought it was perfectly all right for him to be there.
No, Professor, I knew something was wrong, but I couldn't find out what. So I agreed to do what Freddie asked me to until I could find out the truth. And I did deny to several people that he was in the house.
Oh. That's different.
That's a lot different, isn't it?
So different, Miss Gibbs, that I'm afraid I can't help you out at all. You insisted on endangering your own well-being for the sake of Freddie Lang. Now I'm afraid you'll have to suffer the unpleasant consequences.
So Penny is in jail and is apparently going to stay there. If Professor Rogers, a one-time federal agent, can't help her, who can? What will Penny have to suffer for this? And if she goes free, will she be hurt by the stigma of what she's done? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. One of these fine days, you're going to hear the startling news that Kroger Tenderay beef is again available. Yes, it'll be a mighty glad day when fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef does return. But while you're waiting, remember this. Right now, Kroger is doing everything possible to supply you with beef. And when you get beef at your Kroger store, you can be sure you're getting the best that is available. Remember, too, that your Kroger store offers you a wonderful selection of fine meat, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and country-tasting poultry, and all priced for real thrift. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.